But it was so corrupt into the English language with the coming of television, radio, television. You understand? That was the big change. Even schooling didn't change it too much. Because they held on, the kids spoke Creole or French or whatever they spoke when they got home. But now, television and radio changed the whole thing. Radio started to arrive here in the last late 20s. I would say 1924 it began, and it got more, and television after the war.
But you were, in other words, most of the other folks around here spoke French, but you were...
Mm-hmm. Well, my people were educated, you understand?
Yeah,
more so than
you were differently...
Brought up.
Yeah, brought up.
And then oftentimes I would, as a child, I would be away from here, you understand? Go out, away. Whereas a lot of them lived locally and they didn't move.
Now, to a child who had misbehaved, you might say, you're going to get a...
Well, they promised him a whipping. He didn't behave. Even a glance would be insufficient. They wouldn't even have to promise him a whipping. I was talking about that old Negro. I was talking about with an old Negro this morning. I knew he's a man in his 80 years. And he told me his daddy, in his time, he'd have to only give him a glance. He knew what it was. And that, keep quiet, get away.
Yeah. Now, a child that's born to an unmarried woman is a...
Well, he's a bastard.
Any sort of jesting names you'd have? Funny names they'd have for that kind of... What about a name you would hear used by another group?
What you mean they used by?
What about blacks? What about a name they would have for?
Well, they use niggers was principally.
Okay, all right, okay, but
the nigger.
A name you'd have for a black bastard, a child, a child of black.
Well, you wouldn't have too much differentiation here between whether his parents were married or not. The only way you would call him a black son of a bitch was if he made you mad. You understand?
All right.
In this section. But you wouldn't, there wasn't too much differentiation if his parents were married or not, because half of them were not married, maybe more.
A poor white? What about a poor white?
Well, a poor white, uneducated, was called a Cajun in this section. You understand?
Would you call him a... What about a... Do you have a name for their children, maybe, if they weren't married? You hear of a Woods Colt?
No, nothing like... No.
Okay. Now, your brother's son would be your...
Your cousin. The old brother's son would be your nephew.
Okay. Now... Let's see, what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Your aunt.
Okay. A child that had lost both its parents would be...
An orphan.
Where would they suppose it's been put in an institution, it's...
Well, they would be put in an orphan home.
And it would be called
an orphanage.
Okay.
Because they didn't have anything like that around, yeah.
Yeah, who would look after?
Well, the state, if they were put in an orphanage, they were the responsibility of the state.
Be the legal... They'd be the legal...
Guardian.
Now, when a woman was having a party, and she was inviting all the people, her aunts and nieces and cousins and things like that, you say she was asking all her...
Kinfolks.